On today's show, manufacturing jobs in the U.S. are being threatened due to a lack of tool and die workers, why clay is still important to creating a new design, and a look at a number of new vehicle teases ahead of their auto show debuts. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. President Trump promises he's going to bring manufacturing jobs back to America, but unless the auto industry gets the tool and die people it needs, none of those jobs are coming back. The tool and die crisis is so bad that GM, Ford, Toyota, Honda, and FCA all approached the Center for Automotive Research to hold a summit to figure out what can be done. The summit takes place at the end of April in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, it takes years to train somebody to be a good tool and die worker, and they are paid the highest industrial wages. Even so, automakers are having a hard time trying to get a younger generation to take over those jobs as older workers retire. The industry is in a crisis, but it's not hopeless. Tim Marasco, the global director of stamping engineering at Ford, points out that the United States used to be the leader in the world at tool and die. And with the right policies and training, he says the U.S. can get it back again. And speaking of Ford and manufacturing, the company announced it's investing $1.2 billion to expand and upgrade three facilities in Michigan. $850 million of that will go towards retooling the Michigan assembly plant to support the return of the Ranger and Bronco. The Romeo engine plant gets $150 million to expand capacity for engine components. And the rest of the investment will be used to create an advanced data center to support Ford's automotive operations and its expansion into a mobility company. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Back in the day, automakers used clay models to create a new vehicle. But over the last couple of decades, companies are using computers more and more to design vehicles. However, some designers don't like that trend. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Mark Allen, the head of Jeep Design, and he discussed why using clay is so important for design.
Because it's still important to, A, fix things that are, you got to see it in 3D. I'm making a 3D product, and you've got to see it in 3D. I've looked at a lot of stuff on the tube, and it still fools you a little bit. You've got to mill it out and look at it. And also, probably the most important thing, the most important tool we have is the courtyard, where we roll the vehicle outside, get back from it, you know.
In the natural sunlight or daylight.
Yes, and look at it and study it. It's a big object. What we do now is we still do hand sketches, and I will always do that. I hope, in my staff meeting, you know, the guys are all sketching still. I do it when
I'm on the phone. Sketching on paper or
sketching on
a
paper,
tablet?
Ballpoint pen, piece of bond paper. Right. Usually the back of my schedule or staff notes. I did this in history class in high school, too, so it's the same thing.
Middle school and high school, of course.
Exactly. And then that sketch, what's different now, though, is the guys coming out of college have 3D training, and although they don't need to build a vehicle exactly, completely in the tube, the computer, shorthand is tube, but they can at least huck together their 3D model and then trade that with a professional modeler, and we'll go back and forth, take this, take out at some point and mill that in clay, and then fix all the problems that occur by hand in clay, but then quickly scan that and go back into the tube, rather than just starting with a big hunk of clay and carving away at it. It's just way faster, and it's more accurate. And then I can start trading information with the engineers way sooner than what we have before. Clay's not going to go away. I don't see it going away.
For more insight into Jeep design, you can watch that entire interview right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And speaking of Autoline After Hours, You won't want to miss tomorrow's show. We'll get an inside look into Honda's fuel cell strategy because our special guest is Steve Center from American Honda. So tune in Thursday afternoon to learn about Honda's fuel cell program. Coming up next, Auto Show teases and Skoda's first EV.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch our latest Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Skoda has been giving us a look into its future with its vision concepts. And now it's showing its first EV called the Vision E. The sharp-looking concept is a five-door SUV coupe that features two electric motors and a lithium-ion battery pack, which allows the Vision E to travel up to 500 kilometers or about 310 miles on a single charge. It's also Skoda's first crack at autonomy, and it has enough technology to move it up into the Level 3 category, which still requires a human driver to take over. While the Vision E is clearly a concept, Skoda says it will start electrifying its lineup in 2019 with a plug-in version of the Superb, and will follow with a full electric the year after. Not sure if that will be a Superb as well. And while we're talking about new vehicles, there's a number of them getting teased ahead of their debuts. Acura is going to show off a refreshed version of the TLX in New York. It will be the second vehicle behind the MDX to wear the automaker's new signature grille, which debuted on the Precision concept. Acura says, quote, "The refresh also includes new premium features and technology enhancements." Lexus will have a refreshed version of the NX as well. It will get an updated exterior, which you can clearly see in this teaser shot includes a new headlight design. There will also be enhancements to the interior that are said to add convenience and functionality. And it sounds like Toyota will have some wild off-road machine to show off in New York. I say sounds like because Toyota didn't provide any information other than a name, FT4X. But whatever it is, my interest is piqued. That's it for today. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.